Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Now listen to what he said here. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High, yet you shall be brought down to Sheol. You will be brought down to the place of the dead, to the lowest part of the pit. From that, we can see at some time or other, Lucifer was on this earth.
Yes, sir.
And if you go back to Ezekiel and you read all those accounts, you will find phrases like, you are the one that, and I'm just paraphrasing, you are the one that caused everything to dry up. Noah's flood was the second flood. The earth was covered with water. Well, something flooded it. Does that stir you up like it stirs me up? Yeah. Amen. Now, do you remember that Jesus said about Judas, actually his name was Judah. Judah Iscariot. And Jesus said, it would have been better for him had he not been born. Jesus gave him every opportunity to repent, and he didn't do it. Now, that night, what's been called the Last Supper, well, that was a covenant meal. It was where we get our word communion. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. Where the English-speaking people lost sight of covenant. Now, the King James Version of the Bible, in certain areas, and this is one of them that I really do like about it, it's old enough to remember certain things, and it talks about Abraham being the friend of God, and it kept the word friend, and that's covenant correct. There is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. That friend is someone that there is blood covenant between the two. And Abraham became the capital letter friend of God. Became his friend. We use friendship like, you know, like it really doesn't mean what it, and there's nothing wrong with that, understand. But when you begin to study covenants of blood, then a good buddy, then that there's blood entered into, we become more than just buddies. We become unbreakable friends for life. We become brothers. You see where I'm going with it. Now, Jesus, even in the garden, even at the last minute, he called him friend. And he knew that. Every one of them knew what that meant. He could have fallen on his feet right there then, but he didn't do it. The crucifixion of Jesus, that particular Sabbath was a high Sabbath. The only one that mentions it is John. It didn't start on Friday. It started on Wednesday. 3 days and three nights. Just figure it out. It works. That's the only way it works. Well, I'm not trying to mess up traditions and all that. That's not my business. But I'm entering into these areas for a reason. And people, when Jesus said, "This day you will be with me in paradise," and people try to take this day, sweetheart, only seconds from that, he stepped off into the Spirit. And so did that thief.
Right. Yes.
Time didn't mean anything. Because in the Spirit, I had the Lord say this to me one time, to get over to the smallness of my brain, the bigness of the Spirit. I was struggling with some of these things. And he said so plainly to me, he said, "Kenneth," now listen, listen how he said this. "In the Spirit, I can put the state of Texas in your closet." Now, what do you mean by that? It meant that I could walk through the door of my closet and suddenly I could see the whole state of Texas. Well, it wasn't in my closet. It's in the Spirit.
That's good. That's good. Yes.
That really did help me. I mean, that just... And I said, "Oh, yes, sir." Uh-huh. If he just keeps messing with me, I finally, you know, I finally get there. And once the two of them stepped off out into the Spirit, that man, that thief, that day, Jesus, once they stepped into the Spirit, that thief went right into the bosom of Abraham, and Jesus went right into hell. Now, Judas, didn't have to do this. He went out and hung himself and he hung himself on a tree that wouldn't hold him up and fell off of a cliff and burst him open. The minute he burst open, he went straight to hell. And then when Jesus walked in there, and Judas is still thinking about that tonight. He's thinking about every second that he could have repented. He's thinking about everything he could have said. He's thinking about, and he's still thinking about it tonight. And he will continue to think about it until he is in the lake of fire, slung off into eternity. And throughout eternity, he'll just keep thinking about that. And he'll keep seeing him on the cross. And he'll keep hearing him call him friend. Hell is hell. And a good God, Son, went there so that we don't have to go because he's so good. I have always, since the very beginning of our glory and my time in the ministry, that this is the dividing line of the two covenants. And this is the dividing line. This solves the question. Now that we know that there is absolutely zero good in Satan and there's zero bad in God, now, be very aware. You know, Jesus did not waste words. Be very, very aware how you quote this 10th verse. Let's look at it. Verse 10. The thief, say thief. I hear a lot of people say, the thief cometh not but for to kill and to steal. No, no, no. It didn't say the killer comes. And don't turn here with me. I'm gonna just read something. The sower sows the word. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they've heard, Satan comes immediately to what? Take away the word that was sown in their heart. He comes to steal the word. He comes to steal the word. Are we settled with that? He comes to steal the word. So now listen to what he said. The thief cometh not but for to steal. If he can steal the word, then he can kill and to destroy. Be very aware of that and make certain, quote it enough to yourself, the thief comes to steal. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief comes to steal. And I love what Gloria has said about that for so many years. He has to steal. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't own anything. He has to steal it. And there are far too many people that will let him have it because they don't have any word in them to start with. And so he would do his best to blame God for everything that's matter and wrong with you and me.
That's
I'm not falling for that. Uh-uh. No, no. I've known God a long time, and I've known the devil a long time, and he's never done anything good for me. No. Jesus, oh, glory to God. Now notice this. Now, you ready to shout? Yes. What was it, Brother Hagin, you say you got shouting clothes on? Yes. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, hang on. I'm going to go to the classified, the amplified with that. My goodness, I love this. Isn't it amazing? Open your iPads. Who would have thought? You know, I've said this before. I cannot imagine my great-great-great-grandchildren one of these days coming down from the attic and say, I found Papa's iPad. Come on. That ain't gonna happen. They find that book I've marked up all over the place and scribbled in it till you can hardly read it anymore. That's a different deal.
That's for sure.
Anyway, somebody said, you old school. Well, yeah, I'm old. And I went to school, thank you very much. Yes. I didn't stay very long, but I went. Oh, glory to God. Okay, John. And I'm going to do it like that. The thief comes only in order to steal and to kill and destroy. Listen to this. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. He comes to steal it, and Jesus came that it'll overflow. Have life. Life. Till it overflows. And I like what the Amplified says about seek ye first the kingdom of God and his way of doing things right. He knows. If he said, seek first the kingdom, why are you seeking something else first?
Mm, yes. Good. Yes. Amen.
Let's seek something good.
That's right.
Somebody that's good.
Yes. Amen.
Ooh, glory. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd, he said. I am the good shepherd. 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 I'm the good shepherd. I'm the good shepherd, he said. I'm not a bad shepherd. Glory to God. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd, and I know and recognize my own, and mine own know and recognize me. Even as truly as the Father knows me, I also know the Father, and I'm giving my very own life and laying it down on behalf of the sheep. I have other sheep besides these, and they're not of this fold. I must bring and impel those also. And they will listen to my voice and heed my call, and there will be, and they will become one flock under one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my own life to take it back again. Now that's goodness. That's goodness. Hallelujah. Then Acts chapter 10. How God, who is so good. Read that away with. How God, who is so good, anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing. Healing is good. Healing is good. For God was with him. My brother Copeland, that was Jesus. No, it wasn't. It was God. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, healing power. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of Mr. Bad.
Yes.
He's all bad and God is all good. And sickness is bad and healing is good.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. For God, who is so good, was with him.
Yes.
He is just so good. Just so good. God is so good. And the more that really becomes a revelation and a realization inside your spirit and gets over to your mind. He is so good. He is so good. He is so good.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes.
There's nothing greater than God's love and forgiveness to bring His presence, anointing, and miracles into your life. Love is the ultimate plan for the release of God's power to change everything. The Miraculous Love Package will help you learn of God's love and experience His miracles every day. It will transform your circumstances, relationships, and future. Walking in the Realm of the Miraculous, a book by Kenneth Copeland, shows you how much God loves you. Learn what to do to go deeper into your relationship with Him. Allow God's love to flow in and through you to meet every need. Step into a new realm of God's presence and experience the miraculous. The Force of Forgiveness, a CD teaching by Kenneth Copeland, shows you why forgiveness is essential to a faith-filled life and answered prayers. Become an agent of God's love, forgiveness, and miracles, and change the world around you. Order your free copy of the Miraculous Love Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. God is good, and He has called you to share His love and goodness with those around you. Discover a brand new miraculous life of love. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It's called the Miraculous Love Package. Now, the Bible tells us that God is love. It also tells us that perfected love casts out all fear and that love never fails. Now, how would you live if you believed that you could never fail? Now, Brother Copeland explains how the love walk is 100% in the spiritual realm, and that is where God wants us to live, surrounded by His love, where we see miracles happen and we're living in supernatural blessing every day of our lives. And we encourage you to use these teaching resources to develop your faith in the love of God to the place where you operate in love, even without even having to think so much about it. You're walking in love and talking in love. You live in love and you begin to respond to people in love. Now, you need to get a hold of this and start applying it in your life today. And you can request your download or your free copies on KCM.org. Now, is anybody ready for some good news? It's time to hear some good news. You've got to replace all the bad news and all the disappointments with the truth of the Word of God. And then you begin to see victory in your life. The Detroit Victory Campaign is coming up this week, May 27th through the 29th at Word of Faith International Christian Center in Southfield, Michigan. Come get yourself in this atmosphere of faith and watch what it does to you on the inside. Come join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle for 3 power-packed days of praise and worship and, of course, the preaching of God's Word. And when you come into a place like this, you come expecting to receive wisdom, healing, direction, and answers from God. This is going to be an exciting time and you will want to be a part of it. Now, this meeting will be streamed on KCM.org, so if you can't be there in person, you can still join us live. For other ways to watch and for more information, go to KCM.org. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Go to KCM.org/victory offer to download or request your free copy of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church. A year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.